Welcome back. You're with the news at one. First, we go to the teachers' conferences, which have been taking place this week and which have been addressed by the Minister for Education, Rory Quinn. He joins us now in studio. Minister, thanks indeed. You're very welcome.
Thank you much indeed.
It's been a tough week. It was always going to be a tough week facing teachers' conferences without any funds to point to give away. But you did make a number of missteps, which arguably made it harder than it had to be.
How do you mean?
In terms of your reference to a feminised profession, that teacher had become that and the reaction to it. But the reaction to it was surely not what you desired.
No, and I would have said it differently if I had a second chance to say it. What I was trying to say was, in fact, a compliment to young women, young girls of 15 who do a higher level maths in the junior certificate. And if they want to become teachers, then recognise, even though they have the ability to do higher level maths, that they don't need it currently to get into teacher training colleges.
But that's not the meaning they took from it. And no, communicating it in that way, surely it was a misstep.
Of course it was, from the reaction. So I've attempted to correct it since. The question is that we need to have a better approach to mathematics teaching. We need to have our primary school teachers not only having higher level Irish, but also higher level mathematics. And that was the point I was trying to make. I clearly didn't get it across correctly the first time, but I think I might have got so now.
And the point I was trying to make was that what was already a difficult endeavour facing teachers' conferences without funds to point to, antagonising them is only going to make the job more difficult
for
you.
You know, I don't think I antagonised them, to be honest with you. I think the teachers knew, and the Secretary General, Sheila Noonan of the Teachers Union, made great play on the particular point. But in fact, it was a very successful encounter and a very positive response that I got overall from the teachers of the primary school sector.
You've accepted it was a misstep. Whether or not we say you antagonised the teachers, they were not happy with the way that you spoke to them.
I didn't get that impression, Jonathan, I have to say, with the INTO. That was at the very start of my speech, but we are making very good progress on a number of fronts. We have a good education system. Our primary school system is under pressures and strains from population growth and from resources. And obviously, their concern in relation to pay was about the fact that all public servants, not just teachers, but the 300,000 workers in the public sector, agreed to a reduction in their pay and conditions as an alternative to, in fact, a further reduction of that a massive amount of money from public services from everybody. It was a difficult choice that we had to make as a government, but my colleague Brendan Howland managed to convince all of the public sector unions, including the INTO.
But your responsibility is to take teachers along with you with the initiatives which you see as being beneficial to the profession. The comment on feminisation came in the context of an honours maths being a requirement, a suggestion that it be a requirement for teachers, those entering the teaching profession. Now, the way in which you handled it is certainly not going to increase the support for that measure. So there's the measure itself and your handling of it. And it wasn't great.
I accept that. Yeah.
And across the course of the week, we saw another instance relating to Sulis as well, that you want teachers to work longer hours. They covered the Irish Times today, saying they're horrified at lack of consultation over that.
But first of all, that report is incorrect and it has been and will be corrected. I have said that we have merged what were the FOSS training centres, 19 in all. The remainder of them will be coming under the administration of the Education and Training Boards, where 33 VECs have now been merged into 60 new education and training boards. And they have provided a year-round service. And the merging of that sector will require us to maintain that service and at the same time provide for the further education and PLC courses. And I was indicating to them that this was a challenge that we faced. I never said that they would have to work 52 weeks of the year.
And I don't think anyone is suggesting, but there is the suggestion that more working hours will be required. And that is what teachers took from your comments.
Well, you see, Gerry Crockwell, the president, has corrected that interpretation this morning down in the TUI conference in Kilkenny.
But it shouldn't have to be corrected, Minister. If you're making the point to the delegates, surely making yourself understood is central.
I'm not responsible if an esteemed journalist interpret my speech incorrectly. I never said what's attributed to me in the newspaper.
The reaction to your comments at the conference yesterday was described as stunned silence.
I didn't take it like that. They were silent through most of the whole thing. They didn't strike me as being particularly stunned. They were very quiet from the very beginning because they didn't want to repeat or perhaps follow the road that the ASTI took the previous day.
The impression is being created, Minister, that you're just not in touch with teachers' concerns. And saying there that you don't feel like the remarks in relation to feminisation were provoked anger, or that you don't see teachers as having been particularly upset by the remarks relating to the potential working through the summer, does seem to indicate that you're not actually getting an anger that is there. You're not hearing them.
I've been hearing that anger for the last 3 years. I had to approach them, probably the first minister to engage with that large workforce of 87,000 professional teachers at primary and post-primary, to say that the country was effectively bankrupt, that the bank guarantee that Fianna Fáil had issued had basically put $64 billion onto the national debt, that we'd lost control over economic sovereignty, that we had to deal with a crisis that no previous government had ever confronted, that Michael Collins had more room for manoeuvre as Minister for Finance in 1921-22 than Michael Noonan had when this government was established. And we've come through that. And the teachers have been part of the success as public servants to do it. They're doing a fantastic job. All the indicators are internationally and nationally that we have an above average educational system with a growing population. We have a population of 4.4 million. There's over a million people daily in our education system, teachers and pupils. And I have paid tribute repeatedly to that. That kind of comment, sadly, doesn't get the kind of news that a mistaken reference to feminisation did get.
Well, it's not so much the comment as the reaction it provokes, and pointing to just a lack of connection between yourself and the teachers' real concerns. If you look at the issue of the junior cert reforms, to which you have proposed entrenched opposition to that, there was suggestion that there would be a motion tabled today at the ASTI for that the English course not be delivered. Now, that hasn't been tabled, but that's not happening. You're not getting that job done. You're not bringing the teachers with you.
I think that we started a dialogue with the teachers. As Gerry Crockwell said, that the teachers have been opposed to the reform of the junior certificate for the last 25 years. We can't actually have a situation where every other stakeholder in the world of education, from the management bodies, from academics and from others, recognise that the curriculum, the current curriculum for the junior certificate, is no longer fit for purpose and it needs to be reformed. And I intend and have had discussions with all of them. But sometimes some people regard consultation the same as negotiation. The reform of the junior certificate is a political decision that I took following advice from a whole array of informed academics and educational experts. How it's implemented, the way we approach it and the way we can do it is, of course, subject to consultation. And Gerry Crockwell, the president of the TUI, indicated that very positively and constructively at the end of his speech yesterday.
But the issue of consultation is central to that reform of SULIS and the implication for teachers' working hours. And they're saying they just weren't consulted over it. Surely,
sorry,
a basic
step. That's simply not true. There are three members of the board of SULIS who are in the world of further education. SULIS consulted widely with the entire spectrum. And this is what Paul O'Toole has said and what the chairman of the board
has
said.
And did you give teachers any advance notice that this is something that you were going to be
drawing
to?
There has been consultation already with them by SULIS itself, and the publication will be made formally and there will be ongoing consultation. Look, it's self-evident that to get a sector like education, including post-leaving certificate and further education, onto a new plane, we've never had an integrated strategy before for further education. It is hodgepodge in its origins and in the way in which it has evolved. The formation of SULIS, which will be to the further education field what the Higher Education Authority is to third level higher education, is an innovation which has been warmly welcomed and accepted. And of course there will be consultation.
Finally, there is much speculation, and it's been put to you before, with the cabinet reshuffle looming. And we've asked you about it before. Now, at the end of this week of teachers' conferences and your performance throughout the week, both highs and lows, do you think, what do you rate the possibility is that you will retain the portfolio? We know you want to, that you're committed to it. What do you think the prospect is for you remaining on as Minister of Education?
That is a matter entirely for the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Minister for Education, Rory Quinn, thanks indeed for joining us in studio.